Hey everyone, this is Vandana here with you. Welcome to class number 2. This is the Accelerated Light Divine Healing Intervention Program. And I am super excited to be with you today. I want to say thank you and welcome to all of the beautiful souls on the call who are willing to receive divine healing intervention and to say yes to this healing and to learn how to empower your own healing gifts and abilities, which we all have. And I also want to welcome all the new, beautiful, shining faces that have come on board over the last week or so. And I'm really happy to catch you up privately if you need that. But you all should have received some of the information, some of the documents that we'll be covering today. So we'll be going over everything that needs to be healed and revealed today. And you'll also receive the replay. So I'm very grateful for the millions, billions, trillions, and zillions of divine healing helpers, angelics, celestials, and the medical team, the intergalactic, interplanetary medical teams that are always with us when we call. My goal, my wish, my target for over these 5 glorious sacred soul healing journeys is to really deepen your intimate connection with your own soul healing team. These healing sessions, these sacred gatherings are all about spiritual healing and soul medicine. And the greatest part of this is that your physical structures, your physical, but we're going into all the bodies, all the types of healing. There is mental, emotional, and spiritual healing as well as physical healing. So there are so many layers and levels of healing. We have so many bodies, and they all deserve a break today. You know, they all are important to our overall health and well-being. So right now, I just want to get quiet and still for a moment. And I'd like you to just breathe. Breathe in all of that infinite, glorious, divine source light, healing light. And allow that to just move through the top of your head, from the galactic core all the way down to your feet. Unzipping any armor of resistance or worry, dropping any walls, barriers, or blocks about expectations, getting out of the past future mind completely and all the way into your inner bodies, in the inner realms, where we can visit your inner pharmacy and allow all of the blessings and the gifts from Creator, Creatrix of all that is to start to radiate down and cascade upon you, through you, and all around your field and bodies, the highest healing outcomes for today's session. Now allow all of that energy to run through your chakra pillars and all the way down to the inner earth. Because in the inner earth, the hollow inner earth, we also have earth medicine. And we'll be talking about the different forms and variations of medicine that can help and heal you. So allow yourself to really ground onto that 5D, strong, supportive, and very solid crystalline platform under your feet as the Christed crystalline grid above you moves closer and descends down into your physical hologram. And the Earth's grid, that beautiful crystalline grid from all the ley lines and flora and fauna, all that earth activity, allow all the vibrations and sensations from under the earth to rise up through your feet, your legs, and wrap around and spiral around your lower, middle, and higher chakras until it reaches all the way up through the top of your head. And just pull up all that earth energy and release all of your earthly concerns, human burdens, blocks, worries, stress, and doubts. Oh, beautiful. And now take another breath in, another nice inhale, deeply, slowly. Allow yourself to connect now with divine light, with the source of the highest and greatest healing expertise and mastery, and allow all of that good energy to fill and fulfill your bodies and your soul's destiny. Allow all of that energy, the medicine from above you, from the photonic bands, the asteroid belts, all the veils, to move through you like a warm liquid light. And allow that warm, soothing, calming liquid light to reassure you, to comfort you, and allow the suns and the central suns, the great central suns, the Milky Way, all of that galactic interdimensional light from the galactic core to start radiating and moving through you, awakening your higher minds, your greatest insights. Allow all of that quantum information from beyond this dimension, from beyond this realm and reality, to start to move and release and flush out all of the density and debris that you've been holding and storing in your body's fields, in your systems, and in your entire being. Allow all of the solutions to your healing process, so it can be easy for you to feel well and get well. And allow that light to accelerate and maximize the rate of healing, cleansing, clearing out, flushing out, draining out all of your cells, molecules, chromosomes, mitochondria, and DNA. And allow that to just swirl and spiral and move with ease and grace, with its own intelligence, its divinity, with the multidimensional awareness to cleanse, clear, and purify all distortions, all misqualifying energies, all dis-ease, discomfort, disabilities, dysfunction, ancestral pain, anything inherited genetically, anything that you're still carrying in your bodies, in your cells, in your consciousness, from past lives, and from when you were in utero in the womb, from your birth mother, your birth father, your birth parents. Allow all of that to clear and to release through your feet, down into the earth, the heart, and the womb of Gaia, of Tara, of all of our benevolent earth mothers, guides and guardians, all the elementals, the fairies, Davis, pixies. Allow all of this earth energy from your totem guides, your medicine allies. Allow all of your guides and guardians from Shambhala, from the inner hollow earth, from Talos, to take from you all of that heaviness and density, all of that empathic pain that you've identified with that was never yours, never true, and never you. Ooh, and now allow the energies from above and below you to move and merge straight into the very center of your high holy heart space, your Christed lotus flower heart, and allow your heart to open and fill with all of the medicine that you need. Beautiful. All right. Whew. All right. Now, what I'm going to do is ask you all to set an intention for today's sacred gathering. What is your intention for today's healing? What are you now ready to receive? And before you go ahead and record your wishes, your dreams, your desires, and your visions, just check in. Check in with your body. Check in with the level of pain that you're experiencing right now. And ask your body's wisdom to tell you what it needs. So I want you to ask your body and drop into your heart space from your head space completely. You can always come back to your head space later. Right now we're in our heart space, so go ahead and ask your body to identify what it is that it's ready to release and shift and transmute into something better so that you can finally show up and be of service on the planet. I want to also, for the people that are joining us today, just give you a little heads up about what we covered last week. Messages that came through from the Divine Healing Intervention Team, all of the invisible helpers, healers, masters, guides, rishis, avatars, saints, doctors, surgeons, they're all here for you. And for all of humanity at this time, as we ascend and evolve into divine humans, we as a species are accelerating our human design, meaning the veils are at its very thinnest. And so the 3D paradigms are collapsing, melting, and dismantling. And the light, we are more than 51% light on this planet. It's at its brightest. And it's time to come together, they say, to co-create. This is about becoming a divine healing partner. The 3D paradigm of medicine, and we know this is energy medicine, and we know that in hospitals all around this nation, all around the globe, we know that Reiki and all different types and forms of energy healing modalities and systems are now being honored, are now being used to help and heal people on an energetic level. And so we know that this is a time of coming together, dreaming into this reality, the highest healing outcomes for all who are willing to receive it. So if you are willing to receive and get out of your own way, stepping out of the ego mind, dropping the masks, the veils, and the armor, letting them all fall off and away from you into the earth, into the sun, if you are willing to receive whatever you're meant to receive today and in the upcoming weeks, just say yes. Yes, I am willing to receive. Yes, I am willing to receive healing in any way, shape, or form that it presents itself. Yes, I am willing to trust and have faith, perhaps for the first time in my life. Yes, I am willing to let go of the illusion of control. Yes, I am deserving and worthy of receiving healing. Yes, I am deserving as a child of the earth, a child of the sun. I am willing to receive feeling good in my body, being of service, receiving all of the gifts and blessings that I deserve just because I am alive and just because I am here and just because I am a divine co-creator and I am a divine healing partner. So now, just say yes three times, because the Divine Healing Intervention Team wants to and is encouraging you to feel excited, to look forward to feel hopeful and positive and optimistic about your own right to heal. Ah, beautiful. Yes, yes, yes. So we come from all nations, all tribes, all dimensions, all planets, star systems, solar systems, galaxies, and realities. And if you would like to, if you're just curious about where the Divine Healing Intervention Team comes from, well, they don't come from just one place. There's not just one angel that we work with, not just one guide, spirit guide. There is not just one doctor or counselor, guardian, minister that we can see to receive healing. There are many, as we are many. We are multidimensional beings. So this is a time of oneness, unity, and community, isn't it? Time of all coming together to mutually support each other, to reunite with each other. All of our soul families, our star tribes, our soul partners are all coming together for us so that we can be there for us as well. So many of these guides, doctors, surgeons are stationed in the inner hollow earth realms of Agartha, the cities of lights we know of as Shambhala, but there are also millions of ascended masters, angels, and celestial star beings that carry star medicine. These are the medical experts, specialists, and these are the ones that received medical training either on this planet or on their home planet. They carry Atlantean, Lumerian, Babylonian, Sumerian, ancient Egyptian technologies and luminosities. So they will always know, they will always have the solutions to whatever it is that you need. They will help you to activate your own medical intuition so that you can trust your intuition. So please place your hands over your hearts right now. This is the center of your intuitive guidance system to navigate the new earth energies, to navigate the plasmic photonic light that's streaming and radiating onto our beloved blue planet. So please, breathing into your intuitive heart right now, asking your heart what it needs. What does your heart need to shine its light, to feel loved, to feel lovable, to feel accepted, to be able to unconditionally love your pain, love your medical condition, love your worry, love your stress, love your depression, love your loneliness, love every single part of you. And love the world and trust the world. And so these spirit surgeons, divine doctors are here help you to get out of pain, to unravel the root cause of your pain. Not only are there master beings, enlightened ones, that have received this medical training on the earth or on their planet, but there are also shamanic tribes, kahunas, hunas. There are all types of medicine men, women, wise men, women that easily and effortlessly know how to extract whatever densities and intensities are stored in your body, stored in your mind, stored in your soul. They help your soul, your spirit, to release trauma as well as your bodies, as well as your mind, as well as your emotional bodies. So just continue asking, body, what do you need? How can I be of service? How can I better listen to the messages that you are constantly trying to communicate with me? How can I be still enough and present enough to just show up and be here with you, to be your divine healing partner, co-creator, and to be your spirit guide. Continue just breathing, releasing whatever type of pain that you've absorbed as an empath, as a starseed, as a sensitive, from your ancestors, from past lives, from your entire lineage, maternal, paternal. These healers help us. They heal us. They help us to become better healers, to heal ourselves and heal others who are also in pain. They are here to help us forgive ourselves, release ourselves, and let go. Let go of past suffering from all of our timelines, lifetimes, and dimensions. And they are all here together right now for us. And they offer us all of the divine light, the accelerated light that's perfect for us. Perfect for us to handle, where it's not too much or too little. As long as you're willing to receive this accelerated light pain healing, that will help you to ascend, that will help you with your ascension symptoms during this great shift that is continuing more and more day by day, so that you can fall into your natural state of grace, ease, peace. They help you to get out of the mind, out of the ego mind. And if you're in pain, ask your body, where have I separated from you? Where has a part of my soul broken off, fragmented, and split, and left you? And can I come back? Is there room for me to come back, for all the parts of me that were wounded to also return? And see what answer you get right now. You see, there is actually no separation between you and spirit, no division, no disconnection. And if you've ever felt cut off or disconnected from God, from source, that is the root of your pain. And this is why we're here, to heal your primary relationship with source, with all that is. With Creator, with higher powers, Holy Spirit, Mother, Father, God. And our only goal is to help you and to help all of humanity to alleviate these symptoms of pain and of suffering, so that you can be all you can be, because we need you here. We need all of you, not just parts of you, but all of you. And that's what we're going to be doing each week, unraveling the root cause of your pain and suffering. Because you didn't sign up to suffer, did you? That probably wasn't your greatest soul calling or soul wish, soul desire, when you met with your soul councils and journeys between lives and incarnations. So ask your body now to come back inside. To fully embody your body, to ground all this light in your body. And I want you to do that now. Just be that. Just be willing to shine your light, to swallow that pill of immortality. The change is upon us. And we have no time to waste. Now is the moment. The work has already begun. Do you feel that? Are you willing to receive all the healing that you deserve, all the attention, all the loving kindness, all the radical forgiveness? Are you willing to be that grateful, that appreciative? Are you willing to feel that worthy and deserving of living in a happy, healthy mind, body, and spirit as your own body's spirit guide? So go ahead and just say, yes, I am willing to shift my energy. Yes, I'm willing to return back home. Take a deep breath into your center, your body's, the core of your body's powers. And let's ask your soul bodies and your soul presence to return and descend down and through your body, your physical body. Returning more and more of your soul bodies, your soul presence. Allow that all to return, reconnect. Absorbing and allowing space. Breathing in the energies, the breath of God from above you. Breathing in the energies and the breath of Gaia below you. And I'll allow all of these energies to return into your heart. This is your guidance center. I cannot think of a more important task on this earth right now than to help people to ascend with ease and grace. And do you agree there is a vital need for advanced medical care on this planet that is not yet available? Do you agree that in many ways our present medical system, Western traditional care, allopathic medicine, that the system is broken? Do you agree that all beings, all sentient, living, breathing beings, all life forms, animals, humans, all life forms are worthy of healing, are worthy of receiving the best possible care that is available and accessible. And this is why we call upon the divine to help us to heal faster and easier, to help us to manage and to navigate the intense light on the earth that is helping us to awaken, that is helping us to evolve and ascend into divine humans. That is helping us to accelerate the healing process. I cannot think of a greater gift and blessing than to teach these quantum tools of self-empowerment, self-healing. Because I still sense so many of us are so in the habit of feeling like we don't have a say, or we don't have the right, or we don't know what our bodies need to thrive on the earth. And that is so not true. We do not need to depend solely on others to fix us. Our divine healing intervention team is always there 24/7. And we contain in our DNA, we are hardwired in our cells, in every single atom, molecule, chromosome, and gene, we know how to heal ourselves. Our healing bodies are wise and infinitely intelligent. And this is what we're relearning and re-remembering, how to become a divine partner with Creator. And how to supplement our present level of healthcare and the available solutions here with something even better, something even bigger. Not only to heal ourselves, but to learn how to listen, how to be still, how to communicate with the innate wisdom of our bodies. What is your body saying right now? How does it wish you to change your lifestyle, change your thoughts, change your feelings to get out of pain, to step into peace, to move beyond chaos consciousness, tribal consciousness, into unity consciousness, community consciousness? This is about claiming our birthright of perfect and radiant health, wholeness, holiness, and well-being. Take a breath. Ooh, the energies are running, they're accelerating. Ah, just breathe that in. Take a moment for yourself to check in. Talk to your pain. Invite in your spirit team, your holy helpers. They're already here. All you have to do is say, yes, I give you permission. Yes, I am willing to receive your healing hands, your healing gaze, your compassionate and loving and kind hearts. I'm willing to receive heart healing, willing to receive this compassion 24/7 from you, because I know your office never closes. I know this is free medical care. I know that I deserve this, And I know what I know. I am what I am. I am that I am. Everyone deserves to have this immediate and instant access to these interdimensional tools. These processes need to be taught to all beings, to all children. And these healing processes, this is about providing the ease, the grace, and the space to allow this higher dimensional information, these quantum insights, all of the divine downloads and upgrades to come in, to be heard, to be honored and received, so we can heal not from the outside in, but from the inside out. Our bodies house our soul and spirit, our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, and our beliefs. Check in right now. What do you believe about your healing process, about your future health? What are your painful thoughts and feelings that you've been taught, that you've been conditioned or entrained to believe? What are your unconscious thought blocks, emotional blocks, that are creating physical blockages in your bodies? For example, if you've ever felt depressed or had depressing thoughts, well, what happens since our bodies are intimately connected and we are one? Our bodies become or can become depressed. Can feel slow and sluggish, almost shutting down the organs, drained, depleted, exhausted when our energy leaks, when our powers seem to vanish, when we feel drained, depleted, or exhausted, when we are corded with others, toxic people, situations, relationships, interferences or influences, this can drain and deplete our physical bodies, our nervous systems, our immune systems. It can affect our physical organs, our muscles, our tissues, and the levels of pain that, and our pain thresholds. So if you're holding stressful or fearful thoughts that maybe wasn't even yours initially when you came into this world, when you were conceived, ask yourself this question. Who did I pick up these thoughts or these feelings from? Was it my mother, my father? Was it my grandmother, my grandfather? Was it my maybe a sibling, a brother or a sister, doesn't really matter. Maybe just society at large, the collective. Did I learn it at school? So wherever you are holding those stressful and fearful thoughts, I'm going to teach you a very quick and easy tool that you can use starting right now to release and unlock anything that's not serving you in any way, shape, or form. Because all of these stressful and fearful thoughts or angry thoughts, resentful thoughts, or feeling depressed or feeling betrayed or abandoned or rejected by the world, by others, they can easily affect your adrenals, your kidneys, your nervous system, your body's functioning in general. So our systems are all intimately connected. If you have inflexible thoughts, rigid thoughts, or thoughts that hold you back or are stuck or stiff, or you're not able to feel that you have permission to move on your path in the direction that you know you need to be on, well, that can get stuck in your body as well and cause a lot of contraction. So when we work with our own painful thoughts, feelings, and emotions, we want to feel and merge instead of hiding and denying forcing it or pushing those negative energies, thoughts or feelings away. We want to merge with all of that, whatever comes up. We want to continuously transmute and process every stored emotion, every buried feeling. We want to go into those trap doors, those stuck points, the pain points, and we want to just say, you know what? It's okay. You can go now. I honor you. I honor your existence. Maybe that thought or that feeling or that shield or that wall came up around your heart, around your stomach, around your body, because it was there to protect you, to defend your life. But now it's no longer required for you to have any shields whatsoever. Yes, so beautiful. So I want you to just write down, if you have a journal or a diary nearby, what are the contracted thoughts or feelings that are stored, stuck, that have accumulated and builded up one layer upon another all of these years? Stored in your mind, stored in your body, stored in your spirit bodies. And what is the message? How does it serve you? What is the message? Ask your body, ask the pain, ask the tension, ask the feeling of, ask the consciousness. Everything has consciousness. Everything is energy. Everything is spirit. Ask the spirit of the pain or the discomfort. What is it trying to teach you? How is it trying to help you? If we ignore and deny our body's feelings, our thoughts, then these messages will keep growing louder and louder. So let's go ahead and do that right now. Take a moment and do that and write it down. Beautiful. Write it down so you don't forget, so you can come back and work on that later. For example, I'll give you an example right now. If you would like to feel more balanced and more whole and complete on your own without needing any doctors or anyone to fix you or put a Band-Aid on you, if you were able to do that, what would need to change in your life? If you didn't feel like you were broken in any way at all, if you were never told that there was something wrong with you or your body, if you had absolutely no doubt that you were perfect just as you are, just as your body looks and feels now, what would that look and feel like? And go ahead and write that down. We need to trust. We need to take back our highest level of trust. I'll give you two quick examples as we move along because there's so much information to cover today. But when I went to a center where I received very, very deep body work. And being an empath and a sensitive, it didn't feel good in my body. And it actually irritated a lot of nerve endings. And I was in a lot of pain one night, and I screamed out to the Divine Healing Intervention Team, the Divine Doctors. I said, please, whoever you are, wherever you are, please come and help me now. I am willing to step out of my own way. I love you, and I let go with you. I accept the blessings, I receive the blessings and the healing with gratitude, with infinite gratitude. And a few moments later, there were new divine doctors and healers that came through from Siam. Siam is actually the name for Indonesia, what it used to be called. And they just told me, we're from Siam and we have stepped into your circle of divine healers that you work with on your team. And we're going to provide immediate care because I asked for immediate emergency assistance. That was a level of pain. On a scale of 1 to 10, it was probably 9. And then I was told to just relax. And I was told that by the morning, around 7 or 8 a.m., the pain would be gone. It would subside, diminish, and release. And that's exactly what happened. By the time I woke up, and I knew it, I trusted it, I believed them. And when I woke up, the pain was not only, the pain hadn't only just subsided, but it disappeared completely and never came back. Another way that I have been using these tools and communicating, relating to the Divine Healing Intervention Team is I was told by a surgeon, because I've had sinus issues for many, many years. I have a deviated septum, and I was told, okay, well, you have a polyp and you need surgery. And my body, when I checked in and I asked the wisdom of my body, would you like to have surgery, or would that be okay for you? Nobody would like to have surgery, obviously, but how does that feel? Does that feel light or heavy? This is one of the tools. Write this down. Light, heavy tool. If something feels light, when you ask your body, does this feel light? Then that's a go. That's a green light. Something feels heavy, and that means that it's not a go. So I was told to go to another doctor who I had been to before, and she looked at the same test results and she said to me, you don't need surgery. And this is only after I checked in and I stepped completely out of my own way. I gave up that illusion of control, of my ego, of, you know, of worry, of fear. And I just said, you know what, whatever it is for my highest good, I step aside. But I set the intention that I did not, my body said, no, this feels very heavy and dense. This feels very contracted. Do not have surgery. And when I went to this doctor, she said, not only do you not need surgery, but you don't even have a polyp in your nose, in your sinuses. So this is just two examples out of so many. We've already had miracle testimonials. So just to let you know, things can shift very, very quickly when you get out of your own way. So here are a couple more questions before we continue on. Questions to check in for your own checkup. You know, what if it was you that was in charge of your checkups and not someone else? And you could be so in touch with your body, with your emotions, with your psychic, telepathic gifts and abilities, with the way your body works, with the way it wants to move and breathe. What if you could be your own divine doctor too? And I'm not saying to fire your present, you know, medical team. No, not at all. But what if you can, again, step up, empower yourself into the most empowering role as your own divine healer, working along with your divine healing team? So, let's take a moment and just breathe now. Breathe in a divine, loving assistance that's coming through. It's now entering into your field, calling in the angels and archangels, standing guard, ready for you to say yes, to adjust and readjust your field, to hold even more accelerated luminous light. So ask, if I got sick, or when I did get sick, what were the lessons that I learned? What were the lessons that my body desired to teach me? You don't have to answer it now, but I want you to just write this down. This is your homework. I want you to just remember a time, whether it was yesterday, last week, last month, last year, whether it was 10 years ago, 20, 30 years ago, it doesn't matter. I just want to unravel for you. I want to help you to unravel your beliefs around pain, getting sick, not being able to do what you want to do with your body, the way that this illness has limited your life and the your lifestyle, the quality of your life. So when this happened, let's say you had the flu, or you know, maybe you needed surgery, was it actually a way that your body was trying to serve you instead of hurt you? Was it trying to not hurt or harm you, but actually help and heal you? Kind of slow you down, give you a little rest, a little break, right? Maybe that was the only way that you thought that you could escape from your work obligations or your household responsibilities. Maybe you're a caregiver, caretaker. What if there was a better way? What if you didn't have to get sick ever again? Because getting sick and our aging is actually a DNA mistake, as we know. So was being temporarily disabled, maybe you were in an accident, maybe you had a slip and fall or an injury, was being temporarily disabled from your daily tasks, did that actually serve you? And how did it serve you? This is the moment when you get to be completely honest, raw, and real with yourself. No one is here to judge you, not even you. Was this a way that your body was trying to care for you, to get you to slow down? And is there a different alternative that your body can choose next time? If you need to take time out for yourself, instead of getting sick and suffering or feeling like you don't have a choice, because you do. So are there other ways that your body can have its needs met, like going for a massage, going for body work, spending more time in nature? What's that all about, actually? And if you learn the lesson from being incapacitated, whether it was for a day, a week, a month, or a year, or longer, I want you to just stop for a moment, put your pen down. What is the first person? Who is the first person that comes to mind, comes into your mind, into your heart, when you think of getting sick, or when you were sick, or what would happen if you got sick in the future? Allow that person, the memory of that person, to come into your heart, into your mind. What is your relationship with this person, and has it healed? Or is there more healing to do, more forgiveness? And were you the one that had to take care of them when they got sick? Or were they the ones that had to take care of you when you got sick, even when you were a child? And is there something you need to say to this person that you were unable to say growing up or in the past? What we're doing now is we're unraveling and unwinding all of your thoughts, feelings, emotions, judgments, beliefs, points of view that are buried deep down into your subconscious, your unconsciousness, your unconscious mind, which is in charge about 90% of the time of you and your body. Kind of scary, but true. So do you need an apology, or do you need to apologize to this person? Do you need to apologize to your body for ignoring it? There are no right or wrong answers there. There is just awareness, just loving kindness and multidimensional awareness, really. Because your body still remembers. Your cells still remember. They still live on. So we need to just release this right now. Just clear it right now. Clear any negative energies, memories, influences, interferences, frequencies that are still living on in your vibrational resonance. We need to clear this now. So what I'd love for you to do right now is we're going to go to a slide, and I'm going to show the slide right now. So, accelerated light healing and divine healing intervention are one and the same. And when accelerated light healing was downloaded at the end of 2012, that's when a lot of shifts started occurring on the planet. And so what these tools do, these quantum healing sacred source codes, divine light codes, they automatically will clear, create, or reset whatever you need to clear, create, or reset. So it's almost like turning the power, your own power switch, your own internal power switch on or off. So Rich embodies all the energies of every healing system and tradition that has ever existed in all of your lifetimes. It releases, integrates, clears, and harmonizes the energies around anything you bring up. It allows whatever it is that's not serving or working for you, that doesn't feel good or right, that feels tight, that feels contracted or restricted, it allows you to go, it allows these energies move straight to the core, straight to the root cause of the trauma. So you can change whatever's been limiting you without being in your head about it, without trying to figure it out. Because if your logical mind was able to heal you and cure you, don't you think it would have done so by now? We are bypassing the logical, rational, analytical left brain. We're going into the right brain. And there's so much more information on the website that you can always visit later, tomorrow, or next week. Don't worry about all the details. I want to make this as simple and clear for you as possible. So each letter of the word, each letter of the word rich encompasses and has embedded deep within its own consciousness all of the healing frequencies you need. So the R stands for release, the I stands for integrate, the C stands for clear, and the H stands for harmonize. So it's as easy as saying everything that I've ever decided about. And then you get to fill in the blank. Everything I've ever decided about my illness, rich. Everything that continuously allows me to be affected by this pain, everything all that is, cancel, clear, unlock, and rich. It also rescinds and revokes all soul contracts of suffering, of pain, of illness, of disease, of getting sick, being sick, of not fulfilling your soul destiny, your soul's desires. So that is how you unlock it. And what you want to do is first identify where you're holding, where there's still pain, stuckness, soreness, tension, discomfort, where the energy feels different in your body. So go ahead and let's do this now. Open up your palms, your receiving hands, open up the top of your crown, open up that crystal stargate. That'll take you right into the galactic core. Your galactic helpers are there, galactic doctors. surgeon, and then open up the soles of your feet and really ground onto the earth's 5D grids, the crystalline grids beneath you. Good. Now that you're back in your body, say, body, where are you not feeling well? I want you to merge into that, breathe into that. Maybe an emotion will come up, a memory, an image. Just allow it. Allow it to surface and resurface because it still is unresolved, undigested, and unprocessed, right? So bring it up and, you know, just see whatever is being shown to you. Maybe it's an early childhood trauma. And just see what this part of you is saying or thinking. If you want, you can write it down. It could be, oh, what's wrong with me? Or why is everyone leaving me alone? Or why did my mother or father die when I was so young? Why did they leave me alone? Where are they? I'm alone. Whatever it is you're feeling, I want you to write that down. Because that first trauma, that original trauma, believe it or not, is probably still playing out if you haven't done the inner work. If you haven't fully resolved it or addressed it. And that's why every time you run a rich clearing, it will cancel itself out. It'll move all the way straight down directly to that root core of the original trauma. That original vow or promise you made to yourself, I'll never trust myself. I'll never trust my body. I'll never trust other people. Whatever it is, everything that was just brought up for you, unlock it, unwind it, unravel it, breathing in that liquid, that golden liquid light, that plasmic intelligent light from the great central suns, from the Milky Way galaxies, from all 22 galaxies that surround the Milky Way. I want you to drink in all of that comforting light, divine light, sacred light, and allow that light to start moving directly into the pain. Breathing it in, drinking it in, absorbing all of that healing medicine. There you go. Everything that wouldn't allow you to heal, rich. And now just find a place that you would like to release that from. Could be the soles of your feet, the palms of your hands, the top of your head, the back of your heart, wherever you'd like to receive that. Just feel those energies softening, melting with that warm solar radiance. And you can invite in your solar angels, solar logos, Christos, divine feminine, divine masculine to heal every part of your divine feminine or masculine wound. And now allow those energies to start, there you go, start opening and expanding into the pain bodies, the memories, merging into it and taking 3 or 5 or 7 of the deepest, fullest breaths in and out. I want you to just feel that so it can release. So rich is about releasing it and allow those energies like little tiny pieces of gravel or little tiny particles of light to start moving freely, easily and effortlessly out and away from the entirety of you and your bodies, all the way out into the web of life, all the way out. You can place those energies as far out on your personal grid as you would like them to be. Go ahead and breathe in all that space that you just created. Ah, beautiful. And the next tool is about creation and recreation, rebirth, renewal, resurrection, right? This is about you receiving, allowing, and just being. So now that you've dumped all of that toxic trash, that smelly garbage, all the mental clutter and debris, all that waste, right, from your systems, all the parasites, the poisons, impurities, you've released all of that. All you have to do is say it once and it's cleared in all of your lifetimes and timelines simultaneously. as well as in parallel realities and future timelines. Now let's move into your future timeline, calling in your future self. So the next tool I want you to have fun playing with is called race. So what do we do when we have all that space? What do we do when our bodies are free? What do we do? Where do we go? How do we feel? So this is about creating. You are a divine co-creator, God creator, goddess creator. This is about creating the energy of what you would like to be, what vibration you would like to hold. This is about what would contribute to you. What would you love to receive? What do you love doing? What are your gifts or talents? This is about activating all the energetic pathways and situations that will create the highest healing outcome. This is about expansion. So I want you to feel that you're expanding until you're as big as the room you're in right now. All the armor has unzipped and fall into your feet and melted into the earth. Feel how good that feels to just be vulnerable, to be seen, heard, known, appreciated, and acknowledged for your beauty, for your wisdom, for your gifts, for your knowledge, and for your grace. And imagine, see yourself in your future timeline, calling in your future selves, merging with him or her. And ask your future self, please help me, show me the way, walk with me. What would be the greatest outcome for me? What would it look like, feel like, and be like if I already had the perfect body, perfect health, perfect awareness, infinite energy, passion, fun, joy, pleasure, ease, whatever it is that you deserve, that you've been blocking. So now catch that vision. I want you to breathe that in and breathe that into the right side of your intuitive mind, your intuitive brain, your intuitive heart, and your intuitive gut. Releasing, pushing out from your belly all that you can no longer stand, everything that you've pulled in, all that you can no longer stomach, everything that's still lying and rotting at the bottom of your stomach, undigested, unprocessed, unresolved. Releasing all the fears, the hurts, the wounds, releasing all of that, everything all that is rich. Take a deep breath and let go on the exhale. This is your sigh of release and relief. You can give it all to Source, Creator, Creatrix. Give it all to the earth, to Gaia, to Tara. Oh, beautiful. So now ask, what would it take for blank to show up as if by magic? Because you are so magical. Everything that wouldn't allow that rich, and everything that feeling good, looking good, having energy, feeling beautiful, feeling free, feeling unlimited. Everything that is, breathe that in. This is the inhale. Absorb it and feel it spilling and pouring and streaming and radiating, cascading all the way down from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, and feel that like a beautiful crystal lit waterfall. And feel and see and use all, open up all of your senses to feel that everything that is not serving your highest good is all being flushed out of your systems, out of your bodies, out of your mind, and replaced with what it is that you would love to experience in your life. And the last thing is reality reset. Reality reset is like pushing that button on your computer, the refresh reset button, clearing out all the old viral infected programs that slow down your processor, your inner operating system, slows it down, freezes it, causes all types of confusing mixed messages, signals, signs, creates a lot of slowness and stuckness, creates a lot of confusion and doubt. Beautiful. So this is, what is it that you would like to have? So this is like after you've emptied out all of the density and intensity and you have aligned with the divine, aligned with source, aligned with all of creation, and have been willing to ask for, request, and receive, and allow, and give your body permission, full consent, as your body's own spirit guide, and you've received and are able to embody that higher vibration, that higher awareness, and you're just the receiver and transmitter of divine healing. This is resetting your entire operating system. You've cleared out the patterns, programs, imprints, implants. You've received the magic. You are the magic. You've activated all of the highest energetic pathways. You've opened up to miracles, right? You are that miracle. You've received the miracle codes, the divine light codes and keys, so you can transmute and rise above any situation you find yourself in. You've changed the energy as a divine alchemist. So everything that is, everything that feels like and looks like and would be like, race. Now, wherever you've just released the sticky stuff, the mucus, the congestion, the density, intensity, the overwhelm, I want you to just call back into that open space now, that void, so you don't feel like anything's missing or empty inside. I want you to breathe back all of your soul pieces, your trusting, true, innocent, loving, empowering soul pieces, all the parts of you containing your gifts, your passion for life, your vitality, your clarity, all the parts of you so you can feel whole and complete, and breathe it all the way into that spot and allow those missing soul pieces that broke off, maybe when you experienced that original trauma, breathe them all back in and allow them all to just pop back into place. They know where to go. They know where it fits, like that jigsaw puzzle. We're calling back all the missing pieces, parts, and fragments of your divine soul essence. So that is what Rich and Race are. Beautiful. Rich Race Reality Reset. So if you have any questions, please visit the website, vandanalighthealing.com, and you can watch the videos and you can really have fun and practice this, because next week we'll be going even deeper into this exercise. Now, let's go ahead and look at the screen once again. Let's see what I want to show you now. Okay, let's look at the Divine Healing Intervention Team Protocol. I wanted this to be super easy so no one feels lost or confused, because we have a certain amount of linear time that we meet every week. So that's why my greatest goal is that you are crystal clear about how to call in your own soul healing team, because we each have one, we have five, we have thousands that are assigned to us at birth, but we want to just work with the specialists that are the most appropriate to come in when we call them. So the first step is Divine Healing Intervention Team, come. That's all you have to say. We have to actually physically and verbally call them into our space. Number two is opening up a sacred space in your home for these sacred visitations, or wherever you are at the moment. So you want to open and be still and listen. Listen for the footsteps. Listen for their angel wings fluttering all around you. Just listen and be still, receiving, being aware of the shifts and the energy in your home, in your field, and just being still and providing, inviting them into this open space. Because this is a very holy, sacred visitation. But this is also your divine birthright. This is your spiritual inheritance. Okay, so if you ever feel unworthy or unsure, uncertain in any way that they're actually with you, please rich that right away. Just clear it and rich it out. Okay. And remember, when you rich something, it never returns. It's cleared, it's cleansed, it's purified, it's done. The work is done. So you don't have to worry about it ever coming back. Number three, present flowers or just a gesture of gratitude for their arrival. Maybe a crystal, a gemstone, maybe a fruit, chocolate, whatever you would, as if you were praying on a sacred altar when you're calling in saints or angels or deities, archangels, right, spirit guides, maybe even ancestors. So you want to just present, you know, a gesture of gratitude for their arrival so they can actually feel that you believe in them. Because even though you may not be able to, in the beginning, see them or feel them, they can see and feel you. So just know that they're just waiting for you to invite them in. You know, they don't want to overstep their boundaries, just like angels, because many of them are angels. They'll respect your free will. This is about free will, but it's also about divine will. So number four is about preparing. The preparation is very important. You don't want to be carrying around the worries from your job or your bills or anything like that. This is where you get to drop all 3D realities, all worries, stress, all fears, doubts, whatever, all burdens. So you want to be in open, still receiving mode. Number five is about saying out loud, I receive this healing with grace and gratitude. Number six is about naming the imbalance. Right? What is the imbalance? What is the imbalance? What is the pain? What is the condition that you would like help with? And number seven is about rich, which we just went over. Number eight is about race. And number nine is about expressing gratitude for the blessings that you are about to receive, that are about to unfold, to be healed and revealed. And then the last step is just closing that sacred healing space. So that's really, really important. So I wanted to go over that with you. And then there's one more that I want to go over with you. But let me just check the dashboard to make sure that everything is okay here. Beautiful. Somebody just asked, how can I restore the trust, which is what we've been talking about for the last, 45 minutes, I guess. How can we restore the trust with the Divine Healing Intervention Team about regeneration, that is even possible? So now that you have the tools, the quantum healing, the interdimensional, the sacred source codes, these tools and processes, rich, race, reality reset, go ahead and use them and have fun with them and expand them and play with them. When our vibration is high, it's very playful, isn't it? It's very relaxed. It's very open. And see if there is some type of imprint or an implant in your mind, and your thoughts and your feelings about dis-ease, about your right to ease. See if there's a contract. Maybe there's a soul contract or a sacred vow. Could be a past life. It could be from your mother, from your birth parents, from being in the womb for 9 months. Maybe it's your mom's. You know, or it just could be something that you inherited in childhood. A lot of it is ancestral pain and disease. So just ask. This is perfect. So everyone just listen for a moment. You know, when you're feeling great and then all of a sudden you go out and you're around someone who is sick. For example, I have a friend who went to a yoga class and he was feeling great. He was feeling fine. Got to the yoga class. He didn't take his own yoga mat. He took somebody else's. He used somebody else's that was in the room. So remember, there are energetic imprints in the walls and the ceilings and the floors, on chairs, on furniture, and the windows. Okay, so there's always an energetic imprint that's left if the room isn't cleared. So please, we're going to talk about this next week, but spiritual hygiene is very, very, very important, especially if you're a healer, an energy worker, a body worker, a counselor, a coach, a therapist, and you work with others and you're an empath. You can absorb other people's energy all the time, and that includes empathic identification, trauma, and wounds. And this sort of echoes and reverberates throughout all time and space. So what happened with this person is he started experiencing a painful pull. I think it was in his legs. I don't remember exactly, but instead of panicking and contracting, and shrinking, which is what our normal defense system regulates us and kind of, you know, we go into that default program. It's like an app. Instead of doing that, he moved away from that mat. He sat on the side. He breathed, you know, and until it subsided. And instead of fighting it or pushing it away, the pain, he just breathed into it and expanded his lungs until the lungs took up the entire width and length of his body. And this is what I always say. I always teach this too. You want to elongate, widen, lengthen, and feel and see your lungs, your bronchial tubes, your diaphragm, opening, softening, relaxing, and expanding until they take up your entire body. So that's what he did and came back to the mat. Everything was fine. Later realized that that there was an imprint there in that room, that the room hadn't been cleared. And, you know, you can clear a room or yourself with sage, with sandalwood, with frankincense, myrrh, with any type of a cleansing spray, anything that's charged with good energy. So just know that you have the power to shift anything you want. And so you always want to ask yourself this question, is this mine or is this someone else's or is this something else's? Is it mine? Is this my pain? Because if it comes out of nowhere, it's unexpected, and nothing seems to link up or make sense, then you could have absorbed something from someone else. And that goes with colds, viruses, and flus as well. If you, some part of your psyche agrees to take that on, then you will. But if you ask this question all the time, is this mine or someone else's? If it is someone else's or something else's, it doesn't belong to me. Everything, all that is, cancel, return, release, discharge, and rich. And just say, rich return. I'm returning it. You don't have permission to come into my body. You don't have permission to come into my space. into my cells, into any part of me. Okay, so always ask, is this mine or someone else's? Is this coming from within me or from outside of me? So thank you so much for asking that question. Yeah, and let's see, hold on. Okay, so the person that just sent in this comment was asking about 3D doctors. What we want to do is work with 5D doctors. We can still work with 3D doctors, but we can ask our 5D divine doctors to overlight, right, and overshadow, to co-create a 5D solution for whatever it is that you're experiencing. In other words, these divine doctors will work with 3D doctors, because this is a time of co-creation and coming together in oneness. So if you're not experiencing the results that you would like to see from the 3D world, then it's time to start to call in the 5D, your 5D medical healing team every day. And this can be your new practice. Beautiful. All right, let's go back to the slides. I have one more slide to show you guys. Okay, if you're on your computer, great. If you're not, don't worry about it. If you're on your phone, what you can do is, if you can look at the tabs, the one that says slides, then you can go over this flyer with me now. And if you can, that's okay. You can figure it out later because you'll get the replay. So 3D paradigm healing versus 5D divine healing. What we're doing is we're unplugging from the 3D matrix programs of enslavement, corruption, bondage, the patriarchal systems that are not based on truth, transparency, and authenticity. We're moving into 5D oneness. This is about unity, community, co-creation, cooperation, collaboration. Right. So this is, you see the difference. This is what we want to plug into as our natural state of being. So, as the times are accelerating and we are all ascending personally and as a planet, I want you to just be aware of the differences. And you can make these these subtle gradual shifts just very slowly in your own time. Like I said before, please do not fire or quit, you know, the doctors, the therapists, the counselors, doctors, dentists, psychologists, radiologists, cardiologists, whoever it is that's working with you, chiropractors. But please know that there is another source. There's a higher portal, window of opportunity for you to heal faster and easier than we were ever told was possible. So 3D is about limited care versus unlimited care. 3D is about a shortage. Sometimes you don't have enough qualified professional specialists that have the training in the area that you need. For example, a 5D way of being or seeing, perceiving the world could look like ADD, or it can look like autism. That's not 3D. That's why there isn't really any medication or cure for it, because it's based on a higher consciousness. So, and there aren't very many qualified specialists that also take medical insurance and provide affordable health care. And that can cause a lot of frustration, right? But the thing is, if we turn to a higher source, turn to the Divine Healing Intervention Team and just ask them to intercede and intervene for our highest good, our greatest behalf, then we can be introduced to all the right professionals and specialists that are infinitely qualified, that have all the training. Remember, many of these master specialists, they actually had lifetimes here. They received all the training, but they also receive all the training in the healing temples, the healing retreats, the monasteries, and all of the healing centers where they come from. Okay, so just know that everything is available when you ask. So surgery can be very invasive here, but when we turn to the 5D divine healers, it's always non-invasive. For example, if anyone has ever heard of John of God in Brazil, there is a casa, which is called a healing house. And they have probably thousands of entities there. Just sitting in the current of the energy can really help you to heal on all levels and layers of your being. And we know that it starts with spiritually being healed. And the physical body, being the densest, is always going to be the last layer to be healed. So when you are there, and if you have spiritual surgery, and if you go to Brazil, and you don't have to because you can call in all these entities here wherever you are, it's always, they don't use anesthesia. So it's all like healing balm, healing ointment. All of these divine doctors know how to extract the root or the core of the trauma. So I'm not suggesting that you have to go there, but just know that 5D surgery is always non-invasive. It's always gentle. It's always loving and compassionate. Sometimes it's hands-on healing. Sometimes you may feel hands above you or an angelic presence above you or around you, above your head, beneath your feet. So just know that they're always going to be there, but it'll always be very gentle and compassionate. 3D doctors treat 3D symptoms. They put a Band-Aid on it. They slap the Band-Aid on. You're done. Take this pill. Take a Tylenol. Call me in the morning. With 5D symptoms, which are mostly ascension symptoms, which are those really unusual, weird feelings that make you sometimes feel like you're going crazy, but the good news is you're not. So just know that these symptoms can be addressed, 3D, 4D, 5D, by the 5D master healers. But if it's a 3D symptom and, you know, the 5D doctors, they can treat it, but they can also treat the underlying cause of it. 3D doctors use chemicals, medications, prescription drugs. Not good for you. We know about the potential harmful, unsafe side effects. When you go to a 5D doctor, you might even find a 5D doctor in a body, which would be really cool. There are many, they call them ETs or divine entities, you know. They're coming from different planets now, and they just look like us. So that's a whole nother call, I think. But just know that they use natural holistic remedies. We're talking about body, like massage, essential oils, flower essences. Also plant medicine, and a lot more. So just know that these are herbs, these are remedies, sometimes it's Chinese medicine or Ayurvedic medicine, but this is natural. Natural, organic medicine that treats the entire body as a unit. It's integrative. 3D doctors, they also, a lot of it, the old paradigm is based on the ego, and this is based on group consciousness. It's egoless, meaning there's no type of separation. These doctors work in harmony with each other. There are specialists, there are assistants, there are different levels of training in these realms, but they all work together in the spirit of co-creation and cooperation. Does that make sense? So there is no type of contradiction or separation or like where you feel like you might be betraying a doctor that you've been seeing because you want to see another doctor. They all work together. They're all voluntarily here to help you. That brings them the greatest joy. And so that's one difference. Also, I mean, I can go on and on, obviously, but with 3D traditional paradigm healing, it's kind of like, well, you don't really have a choice. There's just one solution. Just like I was told by that surgeon who has an interest in people having surgery, because that's his job. So, of course, that makes sense. And I'm not saying it would be a wrong thing. It just wasn't right for me. But it seems almost like very, very limited, doesn't it? Like there's just one solution to your problem. With 5D healing, there are infinite solutions, alternatives, possibilities, and potentialities. No choice versus free choice. By appointment only, well, guess what? When you call upon your helpers, your soul healing team, there's no appointment necessary. They'll see you any time of day or night. There's no restriction or limitation, but they'll treat the root cause. They won't treat just the symptom, right? They will really go deep, deep inside on a cellular level, on a DNA level, and look inside. And even if they perform what I call laser light surgery, it's very gentle, and there's no pain. Recovery is easier, faster. It just makes everything better. So, and all possibilities coexist. And also, medication versus meditation. So this is a beautiful, beautiful world that I am so happy to introduce you to. So let me just take a look to see what else I would like to discuss. We have about 30 more minutes left to the class. I am going to attune you to the accelerated living light, which I was guided to just earlier today. But there also is other information that I would love to share with you. So remember, last week, just to catch up the people who were in on call one, we were able to identify and now release with the rich clearing tool any mental pain, mental thoughts, painful thoughts. Painful thoughts of overwhelm, stress, anxiety, resistance, and reaction. Remember, if you're not healing and if you feel stuck, ask your body this question. What am I resisting? What does this pain remind me of? Who does this pain remind me of? So allow the thought, but just know that you can shift it. You can change it with your intentions. So So this is about releasing the thoughts, beliefs, and assumptions that have hurt you or hurt others in the past. When there's body pain, there's always a relationship between your mind and your body. Does that make sense? Good. Don't worry, I can hear you even though you're muted. So now today is mostly about identifying and unraveling your painful feelings and the emotions that kind of hurt you and limit you and cause you to unnecessarily suffer. So if you feel rejected or if you felt rejected, chances are you may be unconsciously rejecting your own body. If you felt judged, you may be judging your body. So whatever feelings you have, if you want to go ahead and write now while I'm speaking before the activation, go ahead and write down three feelings that you're resisting or that you have been taught or shamed not to feel. There we go. Go ahead and do that. And ask your body, body, is this your feeling or did you learn it from someone else? Did you absorb it and soak it up, being a cosmic sponge and an empath? And where does it live in your body? Now just allow and accept those feelings. Make peace with those feelings. Forgive those feelings. You can shift those feelings. You can change how you feel about yourself, how you feel about your life, your role in this world, your gifts and abilities. It's about being okay with it all. It's about loving everything that is. It's about making peace with your beautiful, beautiful body. And I'll give you another minute. And while you're doing that, I'm just going to call in Archangel Raphael to step forward in your room in the east, the healer magician. And he's holding a beautiful caduceus of gold and crystal fire. You're just going to really gradually open up your field, open up your bodies, open up your cells, adjust and readjust your field as appropriate so you can really receive this divine light transmission and bring even more soul light into your bodies, filling your bodies up cell by cell until all of your cells are lit like a beautiful Christmas tree, beautiful mini suns of light. And now we're going to invite an Archangel Michael, the guardian of the fire element. He's stepping forward in your room, in your sacred healing space from the south to heal your past. Michael is your protector, your guardian. And his medicine, his healing symbol is the electric blue sword, his blue flaming sword. He's cutting cords. He specializes in cutting cords from past attachments, toxic cords, attachments, hooks, darts, arrows. So just breathe in the electric blue fire from his sword and allow the electric blue fire to expand into your field, protecting you from any lower astral energies, and calling in Archangel Gabriel, stepping forward from the west side of your room. Guardian of water and dreams. Messenger and angel of the diamond white fire. He's holding his medicine. His healing symbol is a beautiful silver chalice. Just focus on that chalice. and feel this ascension fire building in your field, cleansing any fear that's coming up for you. Cleansing fear in your bodies, in your minds, in your hearts, in your bodies. Helping you shift your vibration from fear to love. Archangel Uriel is stepping forward now, coming into your field with your permission, with your intent, with your desire to heal, to feel better, to get out of your own way, to surrender. Never give up, but to just release all forms of control. This is the Archangel of the Earth. Uriel is holding a ruby red ray. So breathe that ruby red ray in a five-pointed star within a circle of light. I'm going to call in his energy to fill you up. Feel the embrace of this ruby red, radiant fire. Just activating your highest healing potential. They're opening up your field now, your inner channels, connecting you to heaven and earth. And let's just call in Archangel Metatron from above, from the Christed golden crystal grids above you. Beautiful Metatron is descending into your space, into your room. He's holding that infinity symbol, that number 8 on its side. This is a symbol of infinity healing. Your birthright, your spiritual inheritance. So we're going to call upon this grid, the golden white fire, to penetrate and permeate all the way down through your head, all the way down through your master pineal glands, pituitary, thalamus, hypothalamus, all the way down between your brain lobes and hemispheres, all the way down your throat chakras, by heart, physical, solar plexus, sacral, root, and just feel this fire, this golden white fire, pouring, radiating, and streaming down from the great central sun, uplifting your energy, shifting you as this light is pouring through your chakras, connecting you to the heart of the Christed grid. And the central sun, feel these gentle, radiant rays, physical and spiritual rays from these higher timelines. Archangel Sandalphon is coming now from the Garden of Eden, beneath your feet, the halls of Agartha, halls of Amenti, Shambhala, Telos. Breathing up all of that silver white fire, silver white fire, platinum fire from the earth's crystalline grid. And feel that filling up your room, filling up your space, your field, your feet. Breathing that silver white fire all the way up through your bodies, opening your channels, opening your chakras, opening your muscles, tissues, skin and organs, blood and bone. Ooh, good. Allowing it to move, to anchor this fire into your heart. Connecting your heart to the heart of Gaia, connecting your heart to the heart of the divine cosmic mother. Mother medicine, mother's milk, mother's healing balm. Feel all of that radiant love coming in, growing in intensity and flooding your bodies with this fire. And now allowing these angels and archangels and archaeas, divine masculine and divine feminine archangels, to just continue to adjust your field. Opening up that torsion field, the energies around your bodies. Just go ahead and let go, stretching out your auric field, stretching out your arms, grounding your feet, anchoring your heels onto the new 5D crystalline earth grids. There we go. Calling in your higher selves, your soul, bodies, and presence. Okay. Continue breathing. You're doing a great job. Just be here. Be present. Be present in your body. And start to call in the eternal and ancient wisdom of your bodies, clearing out any blockages held in your tissues and your systems, clearing out, releasing any buried feelings, any misqualifying energies, mental, emotional, and physical. Clearing out karmic miasmic imprinting, unraveling soul ties and entanglement. Reprinting your cellular consciousness with a higher consciousness, a cosmic consciousness. And clearing out the pain from your bodies. One by one. Now we're going to connect you with the cities of light, which we will be living in as soon as our Earth ascends into a star, into the galactic equator. We are moving into, transforming into multidimensional beings. So let us now feel even more light flooding through us. And know that in the city of light, in the 144 golden temples of light, there can be found new forms of healing modalities. As the present day medical institutions are being completely restructured, allow yourself to receive this. And we're going to pop you into a beautiful pyramid, an ancient violet, purple portal and pyramid of safety and protection, of the ultimate healing of nameless light. Allow yourself to just stretch out and breathing in that violet flame, in this temple of comfort, restoration, regeneration, renewal, rebirth, all healing possibilities, solutions, potentialities are here. Allow yourself to now lie back on your crystal healing bed and allow the most appropriate specialists and experts that know what your body needs to heal, that can unravel the root cause of your pain and suffering and your addictions to your pain and suffering. Allow these doctors to come in right now and gather around you 360 degrees as you're lying on a bed of amethyst and rose quartz crystals. And all of the medicine you need is here. The flower extracts, the plant medicine, the flora, the fauna, the oxygen from the earth, from the Amazon, from the waterfalls, the clean, pristine, fresh, clear waters are here. Drinking them all in, this is earth medicine. And now feel and sense in your bodies any types of sounds or color therapies that are now being used on you. Allow your bodies to come into perfect balance. Allow the energies to build, to regenerate your cells, your DNA, your RNA. And allow even more sounds and lights, music of the spheres, to enter into your sacred space. for the ultimate healing experience. Allow any types of color therapies to heal your aura, heal your wounds, calm and soothe your nervous system, and slow down your brain waves from beta to alpha. These colors, these ascension rays, are allowing your brain waves to slow down, to neutralize and harmonize into the theta and delta, even into the gamma brainwave state. Pure relaxation. And just notice that there may be a new awareness or insight imprinted into your cellular consciousness, reprinted. Something you hadn't considered before. An herb, a flower, an essential oil. Some new information coming in. A new specialist might present itself to you in this temple of comfort, now or later. So allow now, Holy Spirit and the Holy Fire, to overlight you in this temple of comfort, in this etheric realm. Beautiful. All of the divine doctors and spirit team, Holy Spirit, they're all here. Allow yourself to feel that you are right in the center of this beautiful, pure, white, holy fire of purification. You're right in the center of it all, the central altar of this retreat. And here there's a beautiful crystal chalice with crystal dove in a white flame tinged in pink with gold. Gold is the base of the chalice. So see this with your spirit eyes, taking this beautiful vision in, receiving and activating this powerful radiance of divine love, of divine light. You are worthy of this healing. The angels are carrying these beautiful flames, fanning the flames, filling up your space, filling up your home, filling up this planet, filling up all hearts who yearn for this comfort and purity. In this temple of comfort, peace and ease, temple of grace. Continue breathing and receiving, breathing and opening. And now you're going to receive the three forms of medicine from the lower, middle, and upper world. In this beautiful healing temple. And with your permission and consent, your soul healing team assigned to you at birth, the most appropriate beings, light beings for you, are now dispensing the perfect prescription of healing, natural healing medicine, just for you. So now we're going to call in the divine healing vibrational medicine to raise your vibrational frequency, the nature intelligence, allow every part of you to open, to absorb, and to drink in this medicine, the vitamins, the nutrients, the waters, the minerals, crystal light from the cities of Shambhala, from the 144 golden temples of healing. And allow that nature medicine to wash over and through you in a beautiful spiral, beautiful infinity symbol, the number 8. Just allow it to, like a cosmic orbit, wash over and through you. Drinking in, pulling into every cell of you the perfect dosage for you and your bodies to receive. And now allow solar radiance and solar power from the 12 rays of ascension, from the solar angels and Christos, from the galactic core, this Christed source energy, to feed, nourish, and nurture all of your systems, cleansing your cells, organs, blood, bone, and marrow from all of the suns, second sun, Sirian, Palladian suns, and the great central sun at the ultimate dimension, breathing in all of this Christed, crystalline healing medicine now. And with its own intelligence, it knows exactly where to go. Allow this medicine to become a part of every pore, fiber, and chakra of every energy system. Breathing deeper and deeper, fuller and fuller. And now breathing in the third form of healing medicine that you can experience, and that you are more than worthy of receiving. And this is star medicine from the planet Azez, the star Azez, breathing in the Azestru light crystals to magnify and amplify and to accelerate this healing. Breathing this in from your celestial medical teams, from your home planet, your starships, from the cosmic diamond grids, from the resurrection codes and ascension rays of rebirth and recreation, regeneration, breathing in this healing medicine, the lights, the solids, the gases, the liquids, the oxygen, drinking it, absorbing and swallowing all of these holistic healing elixirs, potions, and remedies. This is soul medicine. This is spiritual healing. This is allowing your consciousness to expand, to awaken, and to activate into its divine healing potential, inviting in all of the new solutions that are not available on this planet. Allow the downloads and the upgrades to come in now in dream time and in all time, in all of your timelines, releasing the roots of every physical, mental, and emotional, as well as spiritual soul trauma that you have ever experienced, in all of your lives, in all of your timelines, and in all of your bodies, releasing everything that is not yours. Shame, unworthiness, lack, ancestral pain, trauma, stress, and anxiety, all fear blocks. And coming back into this beautiful temple now of golden light, this gift from Source is rebalancing you, your goddess energy, raising your vibration. This is your temple of ascension, ascended bliss. Allow this beautiful golden universal temple of golden light overseen by the seraphim angels of the highest order, to now fill you up with unconditional love and light, linking us all together as one unit, one unity consciousness, aligning you with all solar systems, all galaxies, and all realities of healing, universal healing. On this planet and beyond, we are all coming together, lining up, allowing your chakras to spin and increase its frequency, releasing old programs, old mindsets, and old energies, so you may move forward on your spiritual journey into even more love and light. And we call upon the rainbow angel to start to sprinkle and radiate rainbow orbs and spheres into all of your energy centers, into your fields and your body. Rainbow angels are now present in this healing chamber. Ooh, see them lighting you up. You are emanating and radiating from this rainbow energy, the rainbow rays. And the Ascended Master Hilarion is here with Archangel Metaziel and Honiel, his divine twin flame. They're overlighting the rainbow angels. Please ask for healing now. Don't be afraid and don't hold back. You will not be disappointed when you ask and are willing to fully and wholly receive. Archangel Raziel overlighting these temples. Raziel knows all the secrets of the universe. Metatron, Melchizedek are here overlighting you. Melchizedek is here calming down your meridians. And now allow the triple goddess to come. To come into your heart space. Beautiful Lady Nada. The goddess of love and light. The twin flame of Jesus the Christ. Ananda, Yeshua, and now Jacinta, the Mayan elder, goddess of love and light, goddess of the earth, Jacinta, goddess of nature and rainforest, and Latinda, goddess of love and light from other worlds, the Lady of Gold, Lady of Gold, breathing in. Merging with the Lady of Gold to raise your vibration, to raise your frequency, to heal, to feel, allowing the divine masculine and feminine to harmonize with each other and fall into sacred reunion. And all of these golden beings and golden temples, all 144 from all over the planet, and all cities of golden light are here. Deep within you. Pull them in even more, linking them in to your personal grid work, and beaming out even higher frequencies of radiant golden light for all to see, for all to feel, for all to know, experience, and trust. This is the healing that surpasses all mental beliefs and human understanding. Thank you for receiving this today. And in your own time, you can come back to the now, come back to the center of healing, come back to your room, We want to thank and release the archangels, Raphael, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, Metatron, and Sandalphon. Thank you. You may return. And we want to thank all of your divine healing intervention team and all of the angels, celestials, the guides, the guardians, the divine doctors and spirit surgeons. Thank you all for coming. And we release you. And we are now ready to fulfill our soul destiny and step into our soul's greatest truths and receive all of the healing we need with ease and grace. Beautiful. In your own time, I invite you to just come back into the space. Grounding and anchoring all of this light and love and healing into every pore, every fiber, every opening, every chakra, nadi, and meridian. And just come back and notice what you notice. Notice if you feel lighter, freer, more expansive, joyful, happy for no particular reason. Notice if there is any energy that moved or released. Notice how it feels like to just receive. And we're going to be working on activating your receiving muscle, your receiving awareness next week. Receiving all the loving care, all the kindness, all the attention that you deserve. Perhaps for the very first time in your life, you're welcoming this in. Thank you all for being here. This has been such a beautiful, deep, and soul-fulfilling journey. And if you have any questions for me, you can definitely feel free to find me, to email me. If you have something personal or confidential that you don't feel comfortable sharing, you can reach out to me at vandanalighthealing@gmail.com. You can visit my website, vandanalighthealing.com. And you can also join our Accelerated Light Healing community on Facebook, if you like Facebook. Please take some time to rest, regroup, recharge. I do advise resting for the next couple of hours if possible. Drink a lot of water. And please be in the sunlight if possible in nature to oxygenate your lungs, your bodies, grounding this energy on the earth if you can. Walking barefoot if that's not possible, just walking. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, everyone. I really love you and I appreciate you. And please know that you are the one that you've been waiting for. Thank you for being my divine healing partner and co-creator. I look forward to being with you next week. Enjoy. Please enjoy the rest of your day and evening. And I look forward to playing with you next time. Namaste. Bye-bye for now.